Wednesday around this time, we like to speak to the good doctor, Dr. Holly McKenna. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Gus. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Let me ask you this. So in our profession, we always obviously cover injuries. I mean, we see a player get injured. We see a player go down. And normally our extent of the coverage is what is the injury and the extent of how long they'll be out. Now, we do hear from stories or athletes talk about the process to get back to health and what that is like. And I was just kind of thinking about that this morning. We saw a pretty gruesome injury with Dak Prescott from the Cowboys this past weekend. We've seen Saints players go down. And knowing athletes and what they go through, it is a mental challenge. It is arduous, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I think even those of us who aren't athletes can probably relate to having something happen that interrupts our day-to-day lives or interferes with what our passions are. I think right now with the pandemic, we have the perfect example for many of us. And yeah, I mean, something like that is obviously going to have an effect on our physical health, but it's also going to affect us mentally. And I think it's important for us to recognize that and to kind of meet ourselves where we're at and know that maybe we're going to need some time to adjust mentally to what's going on before we can deal with it.
And I think part of that is just because of a lot of the things that we've talked already in our Wednesday segments is disappointment, right? That immediacy of, because I was saying to Jordan earlier in the show about this topic today, I was like, look, we can relate to this off the field as a non-athlete, right? I mean, we wanted, say, a job that we really liked and applied for, didn't get. We were in a relationship that either we liked or we would like to be in a relationship with somebody and we just don't get that go-ahead. Things of that nature. Just that initial moment of, why not me? And maybe can it lead to self-doubt, which can lead to other things. You get what I'm getting at?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, that is unfortunately part of the process, because having a disappointment like that is something that we grieve over. And part of that is going through like what we would naturally see with grief as far as disbelief and anger and doubt and anxiety and all those feelings. And once we can kind of recognize that and maybe hold a space for that, it's important to let yourself maybe take a step back, mm-hmm. and evaluate what you really want, like what your desires are, what your values are, and how you maybe want to see yourself in the next year, in the next 5 years, what you want that to look like. You know, using the example of not getting a job or a position, I mean, I've been in that place myself. It's really kind of how I'm on the journey I'm on now, really realizing that maybe that's not the path you're meant to be on, and then thinking about what do you want that path to be, and then looking at what steps can you take to get to that place versus sitting there wondering what you did wrong about something that already happened and there's really nothing you can do about other than maybe wasting some energy like worrying about it when it's done.
Mm-hmm. And in that process, on the field, off the field, the way back to either health, and in this case, mental health, is kind of what we just touched on, I want to say, last week, right? Setting goals that you can achieve and attain, whether it's, hey, okay, fine, it may not be that I got this job, but maybe in the, a reason why I'm given is, well, you're not qualified for this, or I wish you had this experience or something. Well, then I know that, right? I can go get it. And, you know, in a physical manner, okay, it's, you know, I can have mobility again and I don't need the crutches. Little goals, that's kind of what we've talked about, right?
Yes, absolutely. Breaking it down into something that's more easily attainable, that doesn't feel so overwhelming, so we get stuck and frozen with our feelings versus our actions. And then just taking that first step. Oftentimes, especially when anxiety and emotions get involved, we get frozen because it feels like so much. So just taking one small step, whatever it may be, can get you that much closer to whatever the goal is. And then it's going to feel less overwhelming because each step is going to get you closer and closer.
One of the other elements, obviously, is it's not only getting physically better, mentally health, but it, I've asked you this several times with a lot of our different topics as well. The benefit of support, right? Having friends and family understand you going through that and being there to either push you at times, saying things that you don't want to hear sometimes, but it's for the benefit of you. And at the same time, to just literally be supportive. And it can be a simple phone call. It could also be maybe being there when those times are, right? I need this experience to get this job. Hey, I know somebody. Jordan knows, you know, this application better. He can teach you or things of that nature. There's so many things that we can do to help others. We really don't think that we can, huh?
Oh, yeah. And really, when you do that, you know, that's a way of actually indirectly helping yourself feel better, too. Mm. So when you're able to achieve a goal, however large or small it is, looking back and giving someone a hand up to get to that goal as well is going to help you feel like you've really mastered whatever that skill or accomplishment is. And then also know that you're helping someone else get there, too. So really, it's a win-win. So yeah, it's something that, you know, we can all do for each other, especially when we're in a time like this where we do feel separated from each other because of physical distancing and what's been going on with the pandemic and what have you. So, right. I mean, anything that you can do to kind of help your fellow man is going to help your mental health as well. And you know, even just having a buddy, even if that person maybe doesn't have the skill set you need, having someone to bounce ideas off of or just give you that encouragement or lending an ear when you need to talk it out is going to be super helpful.
Dr. McKenna, as always, I enjoy our conversations. People can go check out the YouTube channel and also DaraWellnessNola.com. What can they find on both?
Well, actually, this Thursday, tomorrow, I will be having a live at lunchtime with a woman who knows all there is to know about voting in Louisiana. So folks mm-hmm. who have questions about early voting, about what all the different areas of voting mean locally, it'll be a great source of information to either see live or later on YouTube and on my website. And mm-hmm. then also there'll be information there as far as scheduling time with me. You can always schedule a call if you want to find out more information about what I do.
As always, I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.